Welcome again to another How Low Can You Go podcast, which is a new series by Cheap Wine Finder. I'm Domain Dave, and that is Champion
Nick.
And we're doing another shootout. The first one was Two-Buck Chuck, which is now Four-Buck Chuck, versus Highway 5, both Chardonnays. One was $4, the Four-Buck Chuck, and the $5 for the Aldi. And the winner of that shootout was Two-Buck Chuck, Four-Buck Chuck, which shocked us both. If you listen to that podcast, that's the first one of the series.
We got another double Chardonnay today, too.
And we got the champion, Four-Buck Chuck, is back. And the wine it's up against, which I bought again for $3.99, these are both $3.99 Chardonnays, is Lindeman's Bin 65 Chardonnay. What year is it? 2021. I think the Charles Shaw, the Two-Buck, Four-Buck Chuck is 2022. The Lindeman's from Australia. I think Lindeman's the very first winery in Australia, and this is a brand that's been around for 35 years. And at one point, Robert Parker Jr., the guy who gave points to wine, said it was one of the top six wines or Chardonnay wines in the whole world, but that was kind of a few decades ago. But it has that in its favor. So,
what do you want to start with?
Champion, you want to start with the winner?
The champion?
Last one? Yeah, the winner. We'll start with the winner and see if it opened up. See if we liked it as much as the last one.
Yeah, you know, I was actually pleasantly surprised at how good this wine is for the price point. So, I think it'll do a good job at holding its place as champion.
You know,
but
something.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I always say that the wine that you expect nothing from and you get a little something from is almost more exciting to drink than an expensive wine that gives you what you expected.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. We're digging into the Four-Buck Chuck.
Definitely opened up on the nose. I'm getting way more than last time. Last time it was citrus, tropical fruit.
Yeah, the last time we kind of popped the top and poured, which is never, you're never doing the wine any favors.
But yeah, now I'm getting...
Yeah, the nose
more
is,
pear.
Yeah, the nose is tropical pear. A little vanilla. I'm not sure where that's coming from. I don't think they use oak barrels, but they might use some kind of chips or something. Yeah, I mean, the nose is okay. I mean, it's... I'm getting a little... grapefruit, little apple, little pear. The acidity's calmed down from the last time. I thought it was a little bit high. Now it's kind
of way better now.
Yeah,
a lot of emphasis with apple and pear. That's mainly what I'm tasting. I am getting a hint of that vanilla that you were talking about, though.
Yeah, just a little bit. Little peach I'm getting too. Now this isn't I'm not getting a mid palate where it does this changeover, and it, you know, sometimes you get that nutty stuff and where they do on lees and stuff. I'm not getting that. What's up front is what you get, but what's up front is perfectly fine, I think.
Do you get any sort of nut, like kind of like maybe almond, kind of that in the finish?
I haven't been, but that is on lees. When they leave the dead yeast in with the wine when it's aging a little bit, that gives you a salty, nutty sensation. You might be picking up. I didn't pick it up. If you did, then maybe there is some anise on this. This is like more complicated than I thought.
It might just be my brain playing tricks.
You know, one of the things I always say: if you think you taste it, then you tasted it. I mean, there's no difference between what you think and what. You know, your tongue tells the taste bud tells your brain, and that's all there is to it. I mean, there can be a power suggestion, but I didn't suggest it.
I think the chilling of the wine definitely played a difference, because last time that we had this, it was more cool, and now it's kind of...
The flavors have opened up since we let it sit a little bit. Yeah. There's a little bit of melon in here. There's more going on. This is not a... This is an acceptable Chardonnay. I mean, with the more expensive Chardonnays, you get Chardonnay that they do half malolactic and half oak barrels and then stainless steel. And, you know, they do all, you can get these complicated ones, which can be richer. But this is doing good.
You ready to do the Ben 65?
Yeah, the Lindemans. This is a cheap wine finder favorite. It's been one of those wines that you can find on sale under $5 a lot of the time. And it's a brand that's been around for 35 years. They sell it in like 127 countries in the world. It's kind of a...
The label sticks out. It's very... the label is just a bunch of flowers, orange flowers.
Yeah, it's a filling.
And
yeah.
I wonder if we'll get any of that on the nose, if it'll be a floral wine.
I always thought this is like the perfect picnic wine, because this is a wine that... you don't mind drinking out of a red cup, those red plastic cups. You know, it tastes good, but it's not hoity-toity. What's the nose? I'm getting a little bit of a... You know, in German wines, there's a thing called petrol. You get a little bit of that.
Petrol? Like gasoline?
Yeah, no, but it's kind of that smell, and I'm getting...
There's a little bit of florality there.
I'm also getting
not an overwhelming
stone fruit. I'm going to give it a swirly swirl because it seems to need a little air.
A little bit of vanilla.
Yeah, they said they use French oak for maturation. And I don't know if they use barrels or staves or how they do it, but French
definitely
oak.
Definitely where that vanilla is coming from.
Yeah, the French oak does have a... very specific set of flavors it gives. I'm getting minerality. It's kind of like cool for $4 wine.
The acidity is very calm.
Yeah, I think it needs to open up a little bit. I'm gonna swirl this around. In the past, I've had a lot of flavor in it, and this time it's not really giving me that flavor. Because the two-buck chuck might win again this time so far, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm getting vanilla, I'm getting some apple, I'm getting some pear.
I think it's... very similar to the what was the wine that we did before? Not the
the Highway 5. There is the Highway 5 was just like the absence of flavor. This one at least has some flavor. Yeah, I mean there's apple. There's some creaminess to it, but usually I'm getting it's an explosion of. This is like maybe the fifth time I've tried this. And this is the one that I'm not really digging. This used to be maybe my personal favorite. And I think the four-buck chuck...
wins yet again.
Yeah, I think so.
To be fair, though, it's not... I don't think it's a bad wine. I think there's definitely something to it.
Fair enough.
There is some flavor. There's some acidity. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah, I think it
might not. It's not bad though. Like you could still drink this if someone's serving it for dinner.
Yeah, the Highway 5 when we did the first one is like, why am I drinking this? You know, it's like there's nothing here to latch onto.
Yeah.
You know, but this one, I'm trying to get it to open up a little bit to see if I can get it to be more. But Mr. Charles Shaw did it. I'm getting some, you know, some tangerine. I'm getting a few things. But when it comes to just drinking it, I got to go with the four-buck chuck.
I think I'm with you on that one.
So this is Domaine Dave and Champion Nick for number two of the How Low Can You Go wine shootout.
Charles Shaw has won yet again. And the next one, we'll see if it could stack up.
Yeah, I mean, we might start going to red wines and stuff. You know, it doesn't have to be one-on-one all the time. Mm-hmm. But we try to do two of them and see if we can, because they kind of need to compare to each other at the price. Because who's pulling off at the prices? Because sometimes you drink one $4 wine and it's like, but you drink against two, and all of a sudden it's, and one's really much better.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's it for us.
Keep it cheap.
Yeah. Domain Dave, Champion Nick, How Low Can You Go, Volume 2. And it looks like if you go to Charles Shaw, you're doing okay.
See you in the next one.
Adios. Bye-bye.